U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended 2 days of talks with Russia's foreign minister over Syria's chemical weapons. Kerry closed the Geneva meeting, stating that President Obama is deeply committed to a negotiated solution. And Russian and American diplomats also say prospects for an international peace conference aimed at ending the Syrian civil war could be revived if negotiations over chemical weapons succeed. Meanwhile, Kerry will travel to Jerusalem on Sunday to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. For a view from the Middle East today, we're joined on the line by Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Daily Star of Lebanon. And Rami, you support the diplomatic efforts that are currently underway regarding chemical weapons in Syria, but I'm wondering how leaders in the region view what's going on.
Well, you know, opinion is divided all across the Middle East on anything having to do with Syria, because you've got a lot of countries and leaders and people supporting the Assad government, and you've got a lot of others who are opposing it, who are supporting the rebels, and so you really have mixed views. Now, you know, everybody is in favor of Russian proposal to stop the use of chemical weapons and all that. The bigger problem is, well, the war is still going on, and 100,000 people have been killed with conventional weapons. So that's really the bigger issue, and their sentiment is very, very split all across the region. The Gulf countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and others are, and Turkey and Jordan and others are actively helping the opposition. They'd like to get rid of this Assad government, and then you've got people like the Iranians and Hezbollah and others who are supporting the Syrian government. So it's very, very polarizing.
Now, today we're seeing that Iran's president is saying that he backs the Russian plan. Iran is, of course, one of, as you were saying, Syrian President Assad's biggest backers, as well as an ally of Russia. Is that likely to shift the dynamic at all?
And not in a big way. It's what it's likely to do is perhaps create better atmosphere for Iranian-American and Iranian-Russian discussions. And this Russian proposal on Syria provides a context in which you can bring other countries into this arena, let's call it. Next step is to bring in people like the Iranians, maybe the Saudi Arabians, the Turks, and that is the way that you might possibly then move to a diplomatic solution of the whole conflict in Syria. I don't think it's possible to solve the Syria conflict diplomatically, but if it's ever going to happen, it's going to have to be with the active involvement of neighboring countries, and Iran's move today, for instance, is a step in that direction.
Okay, so on that front then, Rami, how is President Obama being viewed himself in the region? Because there's a lot of debate, as you know, in the United States about whether or not Obama is showing signs of weakness by having entered diplomatic talks to begin with. But if, as you're saying, it sort of opened the door for Iran to come in, is that a sign of weakness or not in the region?
I don't think people see it as a sign of weakness at all. I think, in fact, it raises people's respect for Obama, but that's easy to do because respect for him was so low in the region across most of the Arab world. With Arab-Israeli issues, the wider conflict in Syria, Iran, other issues that the United States is engaged in responding to the Arab uprisings, and all the big sticker items in the Middle East, most people in the Middle East, I think, have a very negative view of Obama. They see him as vacillating, hypocritical, double standards, weak, imprecise, unclear, hesitant.
Mm. Now, Rami, you mentioned Israel. So what about Israel? Because, of course, the country is remembering the Yom Kippur War 40 years ago, which ended with Israeli forces some 25 miles from Damascus and 63 miles from Cairo. So how's Israel playing into all of this today?
You know, it's strange that the Arab-Israeli conflict has been the most dominant conflict in this region for the last 65 years almost. But in recent years, in the last like 2 to 3 years, during these Arab uprisings and now during the Syrian conflict, it's been pretty much in the background. It hasn't been a major factor at all. And the Israelis themselves, like the Americans, seem to be vacillating. They're not sure if they should support the rebellion against Assad to get him out, or if they should support Assad and keep him, have him stay in power in Syria, because they can live very well with him. They're very happy with him. They get along with him. They don't have any problem. The Syrian Israeli border has been very quiet for decades.
Rami, before I let you go, let's return to Beirut, where you are, because Lebanon, once again, you know, it finds itself in the middle of this region, in between all these major players. I'm wondering, when you walk around on the streets and you hear just average people talking, what's the view, you know, on the streets of Beirut?
Well, the first thing about walking around Beirut or almost any other part of Lebanon is you constantly see visually the spillover of the Syrian conflict. There are hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees. You see them all over Beirut, the wealthier ones. You see their cars and their villas with their license plates on their cars from Damascus. And the poorer ones, you see them, some of them are begging in the streets. Some of the kids are working as shoeshine kids. And then there's tensions that are emerging in Lebanon because of this. The school system is having trouble coping with the new entries, the water system. Wages are dropping in Lebanon because the Syrians would work at half the price of a Lebanese worker. And by the way, you have exactly the same dynamic in Jordan, where you also have hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees. So there's a big, big impact in Lebanon from the Syria crisis, and it's not getting any better. There's no signs of it improving.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star and director of the Issam Ferris Institute at the American University of Beirut. Rami Khoury, thank you so much.